There's the Folger Consort with a fun arrangement of the tune, the Old English tune, Newcastle. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. Let's go from that to Francesco Gemignani and the glory of the Italian Baroque for a Concerto Grosso, the third one by him on KPR. A rich-sounding Concerto Grosso, number 3, by Francesco Gemignani. Iona Brown, she was directing the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble. Next, we have some rich, romantic chamber music by Edward Lalo before we hear François Devien Flute Concerto this hour. But first, a reminder that support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU Channel 11, local public television. And from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at 7 venues. It's going on today, this evening, and tomorrow. Tickets at granada.com. With the Barbican Piano Trio, let's listen now to Opus 7 by Edward Lalo. It's his first piano trio on KPR. The music of Edward Lalo, the one who wrote the Symphonie Espagnole, that's maybe his most popular piece. Well, that was a piece of chamber music by Lalo, Piano Trio number 1, Opus 7, with the Barbican Piano Trio. Be listening next hour for The Sounds of Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky, the ballet. It opens tonight in Kansas City. Check out kcballet.org for tickets and more information about this traditional production of it going on starting tonight, kcballet.org. And after the 10 o'clock news, we'll be chatting with Rachel Dirks about the upcoming Spooky Carnival that the Lawrence Community Orchestra, Lawrence's own symphony, is providing music for it. It'll be at Lawrence High School this Sunday afternoon between 2:30 and 5, so she'll tell you all about that. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Love Garden, Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Here's François Devien, the 8th Flute Concerto, with our classical friend James Galway on KPR. That was the 8th Flute Concerto by François Devien with James Galway, flutist, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Prelude number 7 by Talon Smith on Kansas Public Radio.
The musician Sudan Archives picked up the violin in elementary school, but it was in her teens when she discovered the electric violin.
That was the beginning of my electronic gear nerd journey, because I realized that I don't need to play in an orchestra. I am the orchestra.
I'm Elsa Chang. Hear how synthesizers and tech shaped her new album on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for more about that at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV, and KANV, HD1, Oldsburg Junction, City, 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees. Find out more about this volunteer group at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at KaiserCummings.com. Good morning. It's 10:01. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News
in San Francisco.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 60 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation, supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. Good morning. This is KPR. That's a tune by Beethoven, a march of his, Four Winds, the Grenadier, Consortium Classicum performing. Stay tuned next. We'll be hearing the sweeping music from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake right here on KPR before we hear a little bit more Beethoven, his 28th Piano Sonata in A major. We have a special guest in the studio, Rachel Dirks. That's a musical name around here that everyone should know. She was a longtime orchestra director in Lawrence at Lawrence High School, and then she is now the orchestra director at K-State. But she also, close to home, directs the Lawrence Community Orchestra, which is Lawrence's own symphony. And they have a fun-sounding concert coming up Tuesday, and I had so many questions about it. I said, why don't you just come up and tell us about it? It's called A Spooky Carnival. It's going to be this Sunday afternoon at Lawrence High School. And, well, first of all, welcome, Rachel.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So I want to find out all about this. It sounds like some of it will be outside and some will be inside Lawrence High School this Sunday afternoon.
That's correct. We're very excited. We had a wonderful conversation this summer as a team to discuss what types of musical events do Lawrence citizens enjoy. And so we wanted to do more interactive performances this year. So our first performance of the season is Spooky Carnival. It will, of course, feature a classical concert at 4 p.m., featuring some of our wonderful repertoire like the Carnival of the Animals, the Roman Carnival Overture by Hector Berlioz, and, of course, Danse Macabre. But prior to the concert, we are hosting a carnival for young lovers of music of all ages. And so children and families are invited at 2:30 to Lawrence High School to participate in a pre-concert carnival featuring face painting, wand making, and instrument petting zoo. At 3:30, we'll have storytelling with Will Averill, and then the concert will begin at 4.
And on the concert, you're doing, with the two pianos, with everything, the piece that Saint-Saëns wrote, I heard, just for a circle of friends, he never thought it would be famous, but the Carnival of the Animals.
Absolutely. We're so delighted to feature that piece and two local pianists. So Janet Hart from the Music Clubhouse, she also is the collaborative pianist at Lawrence High School, and Connor Jones, who is currently a piano major at Kansas State University.
And that will feature storytelling by...
That will feature the poems that were written by Ogden Nash, by spoken by Will Averill. So we're just delighted to have him collaborate with us on this performance.
And they're funny. They're very concise little...
Yes, cute. And the whole piece is quaint and fun, and the concert is the same.
And that's where the famous piece, The Swan, comes from, and so many other portraits of not only animals but musicians. Like,
yes.
Aren't the pianists called the... long-tailed donkeys or
yes.
something, to use a nice word. So that is happening. The concert's at 4 p.m. inside, and I think the weather's supposed to be good.
The weather's looking great, so if it cooperates, we'll do some carnival activities outside, so at 2:30, but the concert itself will be held in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to take just a moment to, of course, thank our concert sponsors, Steve Lopes and Lois Orthlopes, and Maselli's for making a generous donation for this performance on Sunday.
Will there be food?
There will be cookies available from Maselli's, and there are also treats for a costume contest. So make sure to come dressed for the event.
That sounds like fun. Now, who's the harpist in the Danse Macabre?
Absolutely. So the harpist is a young woman named Tori Freund. She is studying harp and I also believe viola at the University of Kansas.
Neat. Because it starts with those, the 12 strokes
yes.
of the clock, you know, on the harp. Well, this sounds great. It's kind of a new thing for the Lawrence Community Orchestra to have something in the afternoon and tied in with the holiday and family fun. It just sounds like a blast with the face painting and everything. And even if you don't have children, it'll be fun to watch the other ones.
Absolutely. We invite people to join us for any and all of it. But for sure, we'd love to see people at 4 p.m. for our concert on Sunday.
So can people just buy tickets when they get there?
They can buy tickets in the door. They can also buy tickets in advance on our website, lawrenceorchestra.org.
Okay. Well, that sounds great, Rachel.
Thank you so much, Cordelia. I appreciate
it. Thank you for coming up and telling us about it. That's this Sunday, Lawrence High School, 4 p.m. concert, but all the fun is between about 2:30, starts at 2:30. The concert should be done by 5 with some great pieces on it, the Roman Carnival Overture. Oh, and music from Harry Potter.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Thanks again, Rachel.
Absolutely.
And here's that music from Swan Lake, now on KPR. Scenes from maybe the most beloved ballet of all time, Swan Lake, with the music by Tchaikovsky. It opens tonight in Kansas City with the Kansas City Ballet and the Kansas City Symphony musicians directed by music director Ramona Pansagrau. It's this show that has been captivating audiences forever with its iconic struggle of good versus evil, set to the most lavishly romantic music ever written. The Kansas City Ballet invites you to be in the audience tonight, or, well, it runs through the 26th. It'll be at the Kauffman Center in downtown Kansas City, to be swept along by the dramatic leading roles, the stunning corps de ballet, and the haunting beauty of its darkly poetic story. Opening tonight at the Kauffman, Swan Lake. And the choreography is by Devin Carney after Marius Petipa and Lev Ivanov, and they're using the Tchaikovsky score. More information at kcballet.org. And good morning. It's about 10:34. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. And support for the classical music this hour on KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates The Midterm Election, 1 year out, featuring Amy Walter, editor of the Cook Political Report. This will be October 30th at 7 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. And from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Here's one of Beethoven's piano sonatas now of his 32. This is the 28th one, Opus 101, Mitsuko Uchida at the piano for some Beethoven on KPR. Mitsuko Uchida, the pianist playing Beethoven's Opus 101, is 28th piano sonata in A major. There'll be a great pianist in Kansas City this weekend through the Friends of Chamber Music tomorrow night at the Folly Theater in downtown Kansas City will be the pianist Angela Hewitt, and she has selections from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1 by Bach, selected works by Mendelssohn, Shostakovich, and Barber, and Brahms' Variations and Fugue on a theme by Handel. She is really a great pianist. She's been hailed as one of the most reliably mesmerizing musicians of the day. And also for the concert tomorrow evening at the Folly at 7, don't miss the pre-concert talk at 6:15 p.m. with KU Zone Professor Emeritus, I think, not sure, Dr. Paul Laird. That'll be in the Joan Kent Dillon Lounge at the Folly Theater. So those are always interesting to find out more about the pieces. And also, Angela Hewitt's gift to Kansas City will be giving a free and open to the public masterclass the next day on Sunday, October 19th, 1 p.m. at UMKC White Recital Hall. And everyone is welcome to attend that. Chambermusic.org is the website to find out more about that.
If you dare.
Thank you, Kay. I'm Cordelia with you for the next hour. We have a very fine clarinet or saxophonist with us. It kind of looks like a clarinet since it's a soprano sax. Nick May and Alex Lee are here to play some selections from their new album, so stay tuned. We'll do that right after the news in just a matter of minutes here on KPR, where support for the news comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at watkinsmuseum.org. And from Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. It's 11:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
One of two Nordic melodies by Edvard Grieg with Yuri Bashmet and the Moscow Soloists on Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from KU Theater and Dance, teaching Jayhawk Theater majors since 1923 and working to secure the next 100 years through its Centennial Production Fund. More at kuendowment.org/Centennial Fund. And from the Hall Center, presenting Haunting Humanities on Wednesday, October 29th, 5:30 p.m. at Abe and Jake's Landing in Lawrence. Open to the public with details at hallcenter.ku.edu. And Jeff Watson has some music, part of an Australian radio drama back in the day, The Blue Hills Rhapsody, and something that composer Granville Bantock dedicated to his wife, the Helena Variations, classical music, from noon to 3 here on KPR.
The musician Sudan Archives picked up the violin in elementary school, but it was in her teens when she discovered the electric violin.
That was the beginning of my electronic gear nerd journey, because I realized that I don't need to play in an orchestra. I am the orchestra.
I'm Elsa Chang. Hear how synthesizers and tech shaped her new album on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that starting at 3 for All Things Considered on KPR, this classical music from now up till then. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Jeff Watson has some interesting music today. He'll have a soliloquy by... go. Reynaldo Hahn, mystical composer, also a Vivaldi cello sonata. And he'll start right after the news with a fun piece of Jamaican rumba. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Folly Theater, presenting saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin. Known for her high-energy fusion of jazz, funk, and soul, live in concert Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at follytheater.org. It's KPR.
President Trump.